Morning. This is Pranks and Firth.
Morning.
With a special announcement. We are officially famous, Justin.
What?
We're officially famous.
Yeah?
I asked Alexa who we were.
Right.
And do you want to hear who we are?
Oh.
I had to do yours a little bit more specific.
Because there's so many Justin Pankses.
I don't know if it's going to play with me. I'll send you the link. See if it plays. I don't know if it'll play out loud. No, it won't.
No. What did she say?
Well, I had to, because there's a lot of Jason Bankses, isn't there? So that was the difficulty. So
and you've got a slight speech impediment.
Oh, well, right. Fat tongue.
I got a bone to pick with you, actually.
Oh, yes, please.
Now, go and finish this first. I just remembered something.
So it told us who you are. It told us who I am. We're both on Alexa. If you go on your smart speaker and ask who we are, it says.
I tried to watch football yesterday because of you.
Oh, that was meant to be a brilliant game, but I thought it was rubbish. But everyone said what an incredible. Yeah.
So I did a gig. Right, I did a gig on Friday where I suddenly the times changed. There's a guy called Paul Dunn. He runs gigs and he does doubles, but he does them like the instead of the opener closing the other gig, he does them like. It will stagger the start times and the gig is in the same running order on both venues.
Okay.
So I was meant to be MC in a
place... I said that like I didn't know.
You what, sorry?
I said that like I didn't know.
Well, I'm explaining it to the listener.
I know, but I said, okay.
I'll get back to the football. This is all round about how I got to trying to watch it. I did a little burp then.
I enjoyed that.
Did you? I've just had a vitamin drink. Do you know what a vitamin drink is?
Of course I fucking know what a vitamin drink is.
Well, I'll go. Go on then.
It's a drink filled with vitamins.
No, a Barocca, but it's specifically. I called it a but it's because it's off-brand.
You will not. Oh, yeah, it's Aldi Barocca.
It's Aldi Barocca, but I don't want to say Aldi Barocca. And I don't want to say Barocca. So I've relabeled it vitamin drink because I'm so honest.
Fair play.
Truthful soul. Oh, do you want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
I went outside today and my front garden's got bigger.
Oh, that's cool. The council took the wall down.
No, it's just the same, just it's bigger. It's just bigger.
Hmm. Have you got taller?
No, that would make small. Oh, perspective. No, I went out and I was like, fucking hell, my front garden's big today.
Oh, you had to do some work out there?
No, just walked through it to go to Tesco's to get some eggs and noticed that my garden was bigger than usual. Weird, isn't it?
Yep. Yes.
I think it's... Well, anyway. What was I saying?
Go on, what's your bone to pick with me, please?
Oh, the football. I'm going to get round to how I'm getting round to it. Because the football was so bad. But I thought, do you know what? Ash watches it. Arsenal won like 5-0 or something. So did Norwich, I think. And Ipswich lost. I don't know what's going on with football. But I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch. Anyway, I'll tell you how I came to watching it. So I went to do this gig and I was meant to be going to Woodbridge for 8:30. But Darius was doing Southwold at 7:15.
Oh, that's going to be tight for him.
Well, he was late. So the promoter rang me and said, can you get to Southwold for 7:15? And switch you on venue. So Darius is now going to go to... I looked and I went...
That's damning, isn't it? When they're basically saying, look, you're going to have to cover this and we'll just give him the extra time to get where he needs to go.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't in the... Anyway, so I went, oh, I've got to leave now. So it's like, Southwold's an hour away from Norwich. And I think it was like, yeah, I had about an hour to get there. Maybe just slightly less. So I didn't even have a shower. I didn't brush. I was in go slow mode. My partner was at a gig with you or on a way there. So I was like, I'm just going to sit around. I was watching YouTube, having a lovely time. All of a sudden, I'm like straight in the car. Anyway,
That's bad. I always feel like this weird. I don't do any prep before a gig, but when I'm forced to not do any prep, there's a thing in me that's like, oh, well, I've not prepped.
Well, have you ever been a gym goer? What am I saying? When you go to the gym and you decide to not go to the gym, it's whatever. But if you can't go, it does your head in, and you start, oh, I was going to go to the gym, but I don't know why it's the gyms like this specifically, but you blame the world. It's like, I was going to go, but you probably wouldn't have gone. But if someone stops you doing this thing you don't really want to do, you really hang your hat on it.
Yeah, but it's like proving something that you did, that you don't, it's like overcompensating. Yeah.
Someone stopping you going to the gym for some reason is the most frustrating thing in the world. So anyway, so I got there straight on stage, lovely gig, Gary Delaney closed, Glenn Will opening. Let's start.
Gary Delaney is perpetually on tour and perpetually gigging.
I stopped myself giving him a joke. I had to. Do you know what? And that's real progress. Because honestly, it was a nailed on good note I had for him.
Well, I told you. Oh, was it him?
No.
Who was it that gave the. Bloom. What?
Adam Bloom.
Oh, it's Bloom. I've done it with Gary Delaney as well. Oh, yeah. No, I remember who it was. Yeah, where they were just like, no, and then would not accept. I said to Gary Delaney, one of his jokes was a bit back to front.
Yeah. Well, I had a solid gold, definitely improved note on one of his jokes. And yeah. Obviously he was on this double, so he wasn't. And I was just like, do you know what? I'm not even going to. But I just thought he's such a writer. Known as a joke writer. I just felt like I could, if it was anyone else, I probably might have, but I was like, I'm not going to say it to him.
No.
Basically.
No. He just had a joke back to front with me where I was like, it would have been funnier the other way around when I said, and he went, I've tried it in every other.
That's the thing. That's the thing with him. I think 99% of the time he has thought about it more than the person giving him a note.
He's probably trying it on stage.
It worked. The joke worked, but I was like, oh, you've missed a fucking sitter there, bruv. I really had a good note for him. But I didn't. So anyway, got there. No, straight there. Cones out the front of the theatre. Little theatre. So I had to jump out of my girlfriend's little car. In front of everyone as well. After the gig. I had to walk out past everyone and get in a little polo.
We've talked about this before, haven't we? There is a thing. I would rather park 20 minutes away than anyone's. And I've got a perfectly nice car.
Like, and how well you're doing in your career. And I was in a little, the school run car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all it's fucking crazy, isn't it? Toys. Oh, my God. Anyway, so. Anyway, the point is, I was home to Norwich by 10. Right? And on Friday night was the big boxing match.
Oh, yeah, we texted a bit, didn't we, about it?
Did we?
Like, only before it, because I didn't know what time it started, really. And then we talked about the man, the punchy man. Anyway, carry on. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's right. So, anyway, I messaged Darius to say, hey, did you get to the gig? And he's Mr. Piracy. I said, oh, have you got a link to watch this fucking fight? So he sent me a link. And it's this thing called the Race Network. And he goes, it's expired. So he goes, I've got a Fire Stick now. He goes, you're going to have to pay. So I paid $4.99 and I've got a month of all the sport channels.
Nice.
So Sunday rolls around. I watched the fight. Fucking hell. Sunday rolls around.
It's only two rounds, wasn't it?
It's Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't. My mum's never celebrated it or anything, but.
No, but you've got your wife's a mum.
Oh, no, she doesn't either.
Okay, well, I took her to the kebab shop.
Nice.
Yeah,
perfect.
And the boy, the step boy, took him down to the. We went there to the kebab shop. Two number nines, mixed meat shawarma on a plate with chips and naan and side order of chips.
With the football on in the background.
Lovely. No, no, no. Yeah, there was that one. Do you know what? They was playing this fucking. They had this video on of mountainous countryside with like Muzak. And it was like little Azerbaijan or somewhere because they're Kurdish. Now, obviously, where do they come from, Ash?
Kurdistan.
No, they ain't got a country, have they? That's the whole point with them.
Mm.
So they're sort of like, I don't know, they might have been from Azerbaijan Kurds, I think. Anyway,
Azerbaijan Kurds.
You what?
Azerbaijan Kurds.
Azerbaijan Kurds. And I went to. Doesn't sound anything like that.
No. It's all right, though.
I was going to go K-Sara. Kurdish.
I'll go back to that, actually. Can you pin that and remind
Kurdish
me of it in a minute?
Kurdish Baba. My Kurdish Baba. But anyway, so I went to there, and I got back, and it was a lazy Sunday, Ash. We're around. I've made her an espresso martini for one. Got photographic evidence. Has made one espresso.
Oh, that's got martini in it, obviously. Sorry.
Vodka.
Carry on. Yeah, sorry.
Made espresso martini for one. She's drinking that. I said, oh, by the way, I've got all the sports channels. Is there anything on? I looked at it, it was about 3:30. In 15 minutes, Liverpool playing Man City. I said, I might stick that on. Sundays, you don't mind, do you?
Bit of football, why not?
Bit of football, why? Bit normie for me. I'm really sitting around with a football on. I started making a few little jokes. I'm a funny guy. I said, I'm a football guy now, by the way. So yeah, I'm going to start watching football. And I was singing the kick the ball. Good kick.
Kick the ball.
We will love you forever if you kick the ball. Like that. Singing songs on the Ball City. Let's be having you. And I put it on. Just the sounds and the colours of it, mate. I don't know how you do it. I felt like I was almost going to say a redacted word then. I feel like it's the sort of thing a redacted person would do. It's honestly, you know, like Teletubbies where there's that kid in the sun that was all like green and ooh, it was like that. It looked like a redacted person would sit and
that,
watch.
That could have been your telly, could it not? Do you know have or the
no
the,
I mean
the feed of it
I mean the colors of the kit, the sound, it was so familiar, the sound of a football match. I'm talking about the ambient, just the sound of it and the commentators.
It annoyed you, did it?
Made me sick. Maybe like it took me back to a time where I used to pretend to.
I don't think it's for you.
No, I really do not like football. And before the game, all the Liverpool men are holding up their scarves and singing this song. It's from a musical. I know it's from a musical. It's from South Pacific.
How'd you know that?
You up?
How'd you know that?
How do I know what?
But it's from a musical called South Pacific.
South Pacific.
Yeah, how do you know about the musical from South Pacific?
Well, because it was a hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers. And
Ferry, cross the Mersey.
They also did Walk Alone, didn't they? You'll never walk alone. Yeah. And my dad's got a jukebox. And I used to have to dink the records. And a dinker, my friend, is like a little more firm industrial grade compass that you put in the hole and you score it round and it makes the hole bigger. What file makes a small hole bigger? Paedophile. So I dinked out the Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone, in brackets, like a weird like Roger and Hammerstein, like whoever wrote it. And I was like, oh, they didn't write it. And then I noticed.
Oh.
And then,
so that was written by a collective type thing.
No, it's a musical. It's like Rodgers and Hammerstein, is it? You know. So,
I don't know.
Did you know, this is maybe apocryphal. Did you know that UB40 did a cover of Red Red Wine? Of a cover. It's a Neil Diamond song.
Red wine.
So they saw they had a Jamaican reggae artist did Red Red Wine,
and I did not know that.
Yeah, and UB40 were like, let's cover it. And
UB40.
when they looked into it, it said, "Oh, written by N Diamond," and this is UB40's words. One of them was like, "We thought it might have been like Negus Diamond, you know, like there's that name."
No.
Yeah, they like, we thought it might have been something like that, but they didn't know it was a Neil Diamond. It was a cover of a cover.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they just did it. So were they not paying proper?
Oh yeah, they did it all properly, but they didn't. But well, I think when it came out and they found it, they were like, oh, we wouldn't have done it if we'd have known. Because Neil Diamond's a bit Barry Manilow sort of, isn't it?
Yeah,
a bit
yeah. Better than that, but, you know, well, they made it their own, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you're redacted because you like football so much. And anyone listening to this,
I agree.
It's really boring.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I watched up until the. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I found it not great, but yeah, it's weird.
I watched up until that bloke slid in to score, and he smacked his ass cheek on the post.
Oh, I didn't see that.
About 10 minutes in. He had a ponytail and loads of tattoos. Oh, no, I've got to tell you. Oh, I've got to tell you off. Let me put a pin in that. I can't say that on here. You shouldn't really racially profile a sport, but I was very shocked.
I've got a thing about what sort of... really, this is good. This podcast might be coming together now after a decade. Because I went to football on Saturday and there's something really, really stood out to me that after 30 years of going to football, 35 years going to football, something hit me. So there was... I'm not a singer at the football, but I'm very aware that lots of people will sing the songs, won't they?
Hymns. It's atheist church, it looked like to me.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. I don't massively understand it, but fine. But there's a guy that sits near me that is like a fraction of a beat ahead on every single song.
That's to show he knows the words, isn't it?
But when I heard it, and he's been there for years, but when I heard it, it becomes so... all I could hear was, surely you know you're on your own for
you
a half a second.
You should maybe teach him the 3-2-1 clap method.
Yeah.
Him and all the other supporters, you go, 3-2-1.
All I wanted to do was go, you know that you're on your own there for
no,
a bit.
No, that's to prove you know the words. Yeah, I've done that. When you know, like when you sort of like, you were young, and your mate might start doing... like rapping it, Run DMC. The one that wants to prove they know all the words tries to get half a beat ahead of you to prove that they're leading, not following.
Awful.
See, there's leaders and there's followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. Yay.
Right. Is that one of his new ones where you what the hell's going on with him?
I think that's off Yeezus.
But yeah, so that was weird. It just really stuck out to me that there's this guy. I mean, I think probably I do join in occasionally, but not very often.
Oh, God. Deal breaker. You go, oh, I've got a free seat at the Arsenal game before the gig we're doing tonight. Do you want to come? And I come with you and I sit there and you start singing, mate. I'd walk off.
Yep.
I'd leave.
Yeah, agreed. Totally agreed. If you did it, I'd think less of you.
Have you stood up? Because I went. I've been to one.
Oh, I will stand up sometimes.
Mm. Do you?
No, I will stand up sometimes, definitely. Because my calf. Yeah.
So I went to one football match in my life, and it was at Highbury, wasn't it? And it was a midweek FA Cup replay between Arsenal and Leicester City when they were
Christ almighty.
The only game I've ever been to. And it was shit. It was raining. I think Davil Suka was up front that era, like 2000.
Wow.
And, oh my God, I had to remind me, put a pin in the year 2000, I was thinking about. So there's this little bloke and he was singing Chim Chimini, Chim Chimini, Chim Chim Chiroo, who needs an Elka when we've got Canu? Which didn't age that well. But I think an Elka had just left and Canu had just signed. Or,
and Elka went on to have a glittering career winning
Canu
everything.
Had massive feet. That's why. Yeah, that's
size 22s.
Is that why he was called Canu? Because he had like, that's what he used to wear on his feet.
Yeah, Canu's on his feet. He was good though, old Canu. I liked
Canu,
him.
Right. So, and it was boring and nothing happened. It might have been 0-0.
Boring football.
And this little bloke who was singing the Chim Chim. I think he'd wrote that because no one knew it. And I think he was like the writer of new songs.
There was a better one than the other one that they used to sing for Canu that was, and I don't think this is acceptable, but they sung, he's big, he's black, he's had a heart attack, it's Canu.
Was he vaccinated?
Because do you remember he had a hole in his heart that they had to stitch up? Probably.
Mm. So he's big, he's black, he'd been vaxxed to a heart attack.
Yeah, maybe they'll try that.
I might go and start singing songs like, oh my God, so I saw last week a Man City fan stuck his arms out at the Man United fans. Did you see that?
No.
As if like they said he was mocking the Munich air disaster.
Oh, he was doing a toy aeroplane, was he?
And
like
they,
an aeroplane.
In real time on Twitter, I'm back on Twitter by the way. In real time they...
What?
Well, because
just
people
deleted
keep,
you.
People keep sending me links of... like Ukrainian drones killing Russians, and they always it goes to keep opening X. So I've signed up just so I can watch these really unhealthy videos. And one...
So you're watching actual executions now, yeah?
One of them, they shoot a tank, and two... This sounds like a joke. Two Russian soldiers are bombing each other, and they climb out from under the tank, pulling their trousers up.
Well, that does sound like a joke.
It does, doesn't it? But they were bombing each other under a tank.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's bad for you, isn't it?
See,
so I'm all over the place today. Do you know what I listened to on the way home from my gig in Birmingham on Saturday?
Was it the Practice of Firth podcast?
No.
Oh.
The Bible.
Okay.
Listen to, like...
On Audible?
On Spotify, such as on Spotify, the King James is free. Just listen to it. Do you know Noah? You know the bloke Noah?
Yeah.
I just thought he was, made an ark. He's
700 years old, that bloke.
No, more than that, I think. He's in it a lot.
Is he?
There's one bit.
It's quite long at the start, to be fair.
Well, there's one bit where it's like you think, are they going to list everyone that's ever been born? It starts off, he goes, oh, you know, in the beginning there was nothing and God created the heaven and the earth and he saw that it was good. And he made light and he saw that that was good. And then, I'm paraphrasing. And
then Noah begat someone, begat someone,
yeah, that,
begat
that bit,
someone.
That bit's a bit like that. And he goes, Adam and Eve, and he knew that they were good. And he put, and then the snake comes. It's not as... It really skates over the sort of big stories. It's not what I thought it was. I've never read it. So the Garden of Eden's like, mate, like 45 seconds long. It's just it's like, yeah, he made a garden and said, don't eat that. But the serpent, which was the the serpent got made lowly after he tricked them. So God says, you can eat everything. You've got dominion over it. That's another thing. I don't know how veganism fits into it, mate. I think it more or less says. Yeah, I think it more or less says he puts all the animals here for us to have. What does dominion over mean? I mean, it doesn't mean.
Yeah, be in charge of, really.
You know, it doesn't really mean eat, but it's like you're above them, which we are above them. So I've seen, like, there's one particular Christian nightmare twat on Facebook always posted about veganism, and he calls it speciesism. And he basically says, well, you wouldn't kill a person. It's the same thing if you kill a cow. I don't know if that's where you are with
Well,
it.
I couldn't do either.
Well, I could, but and it's not the same.
I'd get over one quicker than the other.
And if I think a human life is worth more than an animal life, like, then I am speciesist, I guess. I've got to admit to that ism.
But then I don't think that's a big issue, is it?
No, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous.
I think it's about being evil. For me, it's about being evil or needlessly
okay,
hurtful.
Okay, let's play the game. What about you have to kill your mum? No, I start making it. Must start off a bit. So you got to kill a random person or a random dog.
Yeah.
What would you kill?
Oh, dog.
Random person or the last white rhino on the planet? No, that wouldn't make sense. If it's the last one, they're fucked anyway, isn't they? You'd need two, wouldn't you? I know it works because I've read the Bible. I know a bit. So,
random, so you press a button?
Yeah, you haven't got to actually get your hands dirty. I'll do the killing. Right. But I'm saying, Ash, I've got this random person you don't know or a really rare white rhino.
Yeah, I'll go for the person.
You would? Okay, what about the really rare
Just for the better of the species.
What about the really rare
Although, how have they
white...
got that low? How have they
the
got
rare
that
white
low?
Rhino or your son? Son. Doesn't matter. that would be... I'd... Listen to the Sweeney round here, bruv.
I'd save the boy.
Okay, so now you're the boy or... Oh, hang on. What about the white rhino or my son?
Oh, your son.
Stepson?
I've not met him.
Yeah, but you know.
It's Dave. It just called you a lot of ag.
Yeah. What about a paedophile or a cockroach?
Is he definitely a pedo, yeah?
Yeah, nailed on. One of them ones that's been caught on Facebook. So it's definitely genuine.
Yeah, he can go.
Hey, you're spoiled me holiday now, aren't you? I'm going to lose my job. Have you seen that? I mean, you shouldn't laugh. Oh my God, it's so funny. It's old.
I can't deal with that stuff. You know I can't deal with that stuff.
I'll send you the link of the Russian bummers getting blown.
I don't want to see the Russian bummers, please.
I mean, if they'd have known, they might have
I can't believe anyone's watching those war. Like, I have to... I'm basically off of Twitter because of it.
I've made a conscious effort to desensitize myself because I'm getting too emotional.
People being killed constantly. But then when it's like, oh, this Russian tank was shooting this thing, and so this drone took it out. And I'm like, yeah, it was probably fully crewed. I know they're killing people. I fully understand that they're killing people.
The thing with drones is they're not like they was. They're scarier now. Because someone says to me drone, I'm thinking Predator drone. I think I've done speak up this before. It's like a missile with wings.
Like, yeah, yeah. No,
now,
these are dropping little
grenades.
It's like
one from fucking Toys R Us. That's a timely reference. Chasing him around a tank to the Benny Hill music. It gets next to him and just blows up like a grenade. It's terrifying. Damn.
They're not even doing that now. They're just dropping grenades. Like the one that I saw, it dropped a literal grenade.
Yeah.
And I know that they're also killing. I'm fully aware of that.
At what point, right, is it just going to be like...
drone v drone?
Yeah, and then you think, well, might as well stop killing people and we'll have a game of Rocket League to settle this. Isn't it?
Yes. That's absolutely true. Like, when are you going to stop? Why are people there?
Yeah. Just see who's got the better drones.
Why are people there? Like, if you sent in...
They're just sort of like to die, aren't they? But they know the Russian way of military is they don't care about losses. They've always got more people than the other team.
That's it, isn't it? Because they've got massive, massive losses in some areas.
But they don't think of it as losses. That's just how they think war works. Just keep throwing people at them until they run out of bullets, basically.
Into the grinder.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Battle of the Somme, there was a road diagonally through the middle of it. And the Germans had these two Gatling guns. I think that was new technology. And they put one on one side of the road and one on the other side of the road. So that one was shooting up the left and the other one was shooting back down the left.
Yeah.
And then they just start shooting. And I think like 900,000, I've just made that up, but loads of just British Allied soldiers just walked into this literal mincing machine. Not one person made it across this road. And they said, they'll run out of bullets soon. Keep going. And they didn't. Because they didn't know that they had this new sort of chain
gun.
Imagine
just following those orders of someone to just go blindly up that beach.
Like,
if
you think about this, if the German fellow in the first place in the Second World War hadn't followed orders and chucked the Jewish family into an incinerator, then the English person wouldn't have had to follow the orders. Following orders is bad, yet when it comes to this pandemic, all the left-wing liberals were like proper down for following orders. Like, you always used to post that picture of the bloke not doing the Nazi salute. And it was always like, be this guy. And then 6 months later, you're all shitting on that guy. I was that guy, actually. But I was a far-right conspiracy theorist.
I always think about, like, because the guy that was sending people to war into specific battles for the Allies, the English, he was he believed in spirits. He would consult spirits and things to get answers of... Yeah, but with much worse consequences.
Eileen Drury?
Yeah. And so he was like, oh yeah, we're going to attack here. The spirits told him that. But there was one guy, I saw this thing where there's this one guy on the beaches, Normandy landings. He had to climb up the sort of face of the cliff because they were like, they're getting shot at and there's these machine gun outpost things, you know, buried into the cliff.
Were you sure that wasn't Tripoli the cliff one, Anzac?
It could be.
Yeah,
could
but there's a lot of Australians and New Zealanders.
And they just got massive.
Yeah,
they
sent that's Tripoli, I think.
And so this guy was saying he's climbing up and they're trying to shoot him. Over the edge. He's aware they're trying to shoot him and they're trying to throw stuff down at him. And he's like, well, I can't stop, like, obviously. So he's going to get killed. But he's just like, well, I've got to just keep climbing. And then so he took out a gun position in the cliff. And then he's like, right, well, I need to carry on. They're still trying to kill me. So he climbed up. He got to the top and had to climb over the top. Like, you know, he got to the lip of the cliff. And he's like, oh, for God's sake. And he's the first one. He was an American. And he was the first one up and over this thing. And it's just, imagine you'd just be like, well, what the fuck am I going to do now?
Yeah. Well, like, you don't have time, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. Yeah, it's just, can we just wait for my friends? But yeah, so then they were beginning to retreat. And I think he got some of them. But it was just that thing of just, He was just prepared to die. He thought at some point he's
going to
die.
Oh, you got to go into war prepared to die. You're going to war expecting you're going to die. Otherwise, you'd never do anything, would you? You would.
No.
You would just go underneath a tank and start bumming each other. But, you know...
That's fair, though. What a good way to go out for them guys.
That, it was a bit... Because they're, like, running out, pulling their pants up, and I think they still got a bit. It was like, oh... You didn't go... Like, you should have just stayed in him. That would have been the best way to actually go. But, So I used to work in London with a lot of New Zealand Aussies, and the Anzac Day is huge for them. And I was like, I didn't really know a lot
about it. Remember that TV show? Did you watch that?
What's that, sorry?
Anzacs. Did you watch that?
No, no. But they make Anzac cookies on this day, and they brought them all in. And I, they were just sort of like fucking shit biscuits, really. I was like, I go, what's this all about? They go, it's about this battle at Tripoli where loads of Anzacs lost their life. And I was friends with this Aussie guy called Warren. And he was like Mr. Fucking, you know, like Mr. Straight Out of Central Casting, played up the role, Croc Dundee Aussie guy. And he was like, yeah, the fucking Brits are all in the shed drinking tea, sending the Anzacs up the fucking cliff. And he was like made out that we were all sort of like Blackadder, like the plummy Stephen Fry character, like eating pheasant and drinking port. So anyway, back then, it's the very early days. I don't even know if it's Google. This might have been like Lycos or Ask Jeeves. So not to be a prick, but I just I don't like having gaps in my knowledge. I do feel embarrassed if I don't know something, actually. And if I don't know something, I don't feel
especially
so...
Especially when it's one that you're basically painted to be part of the baddie.
Do you know what? Just in general, I didn't know that what Anzac meant. And I asked him, and I didn't know what Anzac Day was, and I asked him. I didn't even like not knowing that. But then when he said this, I was like, fuck, that sounds brutal. I read the thing. It said, like, 150,000 British soldiers died, 8,000 Anzacs.
Yeah, there you go.
I went, hey, can't! What do you think about this? But anyway, so going back to that, I had a moment about the year 2000, which freaked me the fuck out. I was driving to that gig on Saturday, and I don't mean to... These are also Kurdish, but there's a lot of Kurdish people where I live, and I love them. I love them like brothers. Brother, where are you from, brother? I'm Kurdish. I'm from Morocco, brother. Did I tell you about that?
No.
There's a Kurdish shop near me and it's always mad busy. It's one of them shops where they've got too much stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like they've squeezed. It's a brilliant shop, Norfolk Daily Fresh. It's probably the best shop in Norwich. You get fucking
in. They sell fresh stuff.
Mate, they've got butchers, the bakers. They get their
candlestick makers?
No, but they've got like you get fresh naan breads and they're the most, I shouldn't be eating it, but it's the most irresistible, delicious. And they do lakma, which is like a flatbread covered in mint spice. What's going on? The fucking police around here today?
Yeah, really? Going
probably got
it.
Another
probably
murder another on the case, haven't we?
Another escaped woman.
She escaped to the river, bro.
That's not what happened, was it? I just realised.
No, she escaped. She escaped this. She escaped this mortal coil. So
escaped woman.
She's got a escape goat. She's got a. They've got a big looting van at this shop, and they park it down my. Sometimes they park it. I live in a similar street to you, and. It does my head in. If it's parked outside your house, you can't see anything except van. Do you know what I mean?
100% van view.
Yeah, I don't like that. And then also, I come back from a gig and I see that down my road. I'm thinking, well, that's two spaces. That's took up. Fucking great looting. I got parked on Saturday. So I didn't move my car yesterday. I parked my car and I won't use it until I'm dead. I have to.
I used to be like that in the old place where we lived.
So anyway, I get to go out, and I'm going out, and I have to stop at the bottom of the road to let this looting van come down. And as it passes me in the reflection of the light, I see on the side where they've removed the stickers, the signage, the decals, Addison Lee PLC.
Oh, I used to work for them.
I used to work for them. I used to work on their vehicles. And
I'm
like,
no, they probably know you.
I said, fuck me. I've probably been in that van. I probably stuck a CB in that van and a...
Does
and
it
then
look
I thought,
old then?
Oh no, that was 24 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had that moment where you fleetingly have the realization of shit. That's a quarter of a century ago, and it feels like 5 years, and I'm definitely nearly dead. You know, it just hits you.
Yeah.
I know you
it's
know.
It's not great.
You know,
it's really
well.
Not great. You know, I know.
I know you know it well.
Well, I had it. We listened to a podcast that had Haley Joel Osment on. He's like 38 or, 35
the kid
or something.
From The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, he was literally a baby. Yeah. Not literally, yeah, in any way. But he's now just a fully grown man approaching his 40s.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to deal with that? That's not fair,
well,
is it?
Well, my youngest stepson is 7. But my youngest... I remember the birth. The youngest kid I've got that I remember the birth of, I was present at, is... How old is he? 15? I don't know. 14 or 15.
Yeah,
he's 15. Yeah. Anyway,
Bible's
all
right. Having children.
You up?
That's why I keep having children.
Yeah, you keep having them,
and then
I'll young.
Be like, well, I've still got a 2-year-old, so...
It keeps you young, as in that you've never got any money to do anything like a young person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm living on pot noodles. That keeps you young. I'm like, can't put the heating on or go on holiday. But yes, I listened to the Bible all the way back from Birmingham, and
you got it all the way back. I thought you were going to say all the way through to the end.
No, I will. I think I'm going to stick with it. The Begat chapter needs some editing.
The Begatti Veyron.
Yeah, Begatti Veyron, Begat, and it's like, and he had Cain and of Abel, and Abel did slay his brother who begat. One of them was called like Shim.
Yeah, Sham. Yeah, it's Sham.
How do you know so much about the Bible?
Well, most of this part comes from a Richard Herring routine.
Oh, right.
Where he does...
Am I doing a Richard Herring routine?
No, you're not doing a routine, are you?
No, but I'm saying, is this all old hat? Has people read it before? Didn't it? Have people read the Bible?
No. I don't think we've got a huge amount of Richard Herring fans that
listen
to this.
All right, I haven't heard his bit. But it's like Sham and Shed and...
Shem.
And then one of them... He's got a name Ham. That sounds like a name, but it's different. It sounds like Jared, but it's like Jetheroth. Something like weird names that didn't catch on. Because, you know, like, there's a lot of biblical names.
There is a Ham.
You
are? There is a Ham as well.
It's Shem, Ham, and Jethizalod. Something like that. And it's like, well, then you go, oh, you know, I thought that all the names, you know, people go, oh, it's got a biblical name. I just assumed that every name in the Bible was still knocking
it
about.
It doesn't make it through, no.
No, there's a lot that have been edited out.
But they begat all the way through to, like, from first man to
960 years more. It's like that. And.
Yeah. Oh, because Noah was 700 years old, wasn't he?
I think it's more than that.
Sorry. Is the King James Bible, the King James one, I think might be the sort of comic book of Bibles, where it is a sort of accessible version of the scriptures.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about the Bible. It 100% confirms the conspiracies. Because it says there was a race of giants before. Which, as we know, that
it
wasn't.
Mentions dragons as well.
Well, the firmament.
The scriptures, I think.
It mentions the firmament.
What's the firmament?
The sort of glass dome that the flat Earth's under. Like, there's water that separates water. Like, it's like basically the firmament. You can't, like, you couldn't get through it. And then, like, they go, oh, and above that, he put the lights, like the stars. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like it's totally flat Earth, totally race of Tartaria, flat Earth.
Would they have thought it was flat then, when the Bible was written?
Yeah, I think they probably did, didn't they? I think so, because it was Copernicus, wasn't it, that was the first. Copernicus coined the heliocentric model, not geocentric, Ash. Geocentric is the Earth is the centre of the universe, and heliocentric is the Sun is at the centre of the solar system. Us revolving around the Sun, other than Sun revolving around us, which I think... Well, let's not get into what I think. But the Bible was very...
I don't know what you think anymore.
It doesn't matter, does it? I'll tell you what I think. Do you know what I
Seth
think?
Was begat by Adam, by the way. I thought you'd want to know that.
Who was?
Seth. Adam had a son called Seth.
Because do you know who Lilith is?
Adam lived for 900 years.
Yeah, do you know Lilith? He had another bitch called Lilith.
Did he?
She wasn't in there. I thought that. I thought that Adam had a bird before Eve called Lilith, or she was there, or something. Unless I haven't got that far, but she was no mention of Lilith. And I thought, I've made that
I've
up.
I've got a bit of a list here. I'm going to give you a list. Enos.
Yeah, big Enos and little Kanan. Enos from Smoking the Bandit. That made me laugh. There's an Enos.
Big Enos and little Enos. You got daddy. What you going to do, daddy?
Little Enos.
Kainan begat Malalalil.
Mate, I've been through all this. A lot of it hasn't stuck. I did listen to it, but it goes on a bit.
Yeah, I don't expect you to remember all the names. Yeah. I'm just saying. Jared. There was a Jared very early on.
Yeah,
second
yeah, yeah.
Jared.
Can you look
Enoch?
Up the three? Is it Moses' kids? Is that Shem, Hem, and fucking Japhethah?
Yeah.
It's got really weird. It's almost like a name like Jared, but it's like or Jared.
So was that Noah's kid? Did you say Moses' kid?
Noah, I think. I said I probably
right,
did
no,
say
here
Moses,
we go.
But I
so
meant Noah.
Noah.
Who's fucking Shem, Sham, and Jethluthla? Jethetha.
You know, Noah had twins, did they?
No.
And he called him Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work of toil and our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed."
So the facts that sort of crept.
Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Japheth, that's it. That reminded me of Jareth. Or, no, what?
Japheth.
That's the name. I was like, that's sort of a name, but not.
Yeah, we're going to give our boy a biblical name. Oh, that's beautiful. Which one are you going for?
Sham. No, Japheth. But the way this bloke says it's like, and he begat Japheth. Japheth the hot.
Japheth.
Japheth. But the facts that sort of like you can see creeped in there was the ark and the 40 days, 40 night flood. I think that was that young Gadryas event, wasn't it? Where the ice caps melted?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, there is geological... There are geological epochs.
Floods,
yeah. And so he had a raven. That's the other thing. So I'm listening to it, and it goes, oh, he sent out a raven. And I was like, I thought it was a fucking dove. And then the very next line, he goes, and he also sent out a dove. But that's about a raven, is it? But
what happened to the raven? Did the raven come back?
No, it just says he let go a raven.
Yeah.
He also let go a dove. And then it came back with the olive branch.
He brought back the raven.
And then he goes. And he sent the dove off again. He never saw it again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's sort of weird.
The thing is, I don't know what's happened getting older. When I was younger, I would have found the language impenetrable, but I sort of like understood it. Whereas, like before,
are you getting back to it? Are you getting older? Are you getting back to biblical?
I'm definitely not getting further away. I'm definitely going towards it. The light, yeah, and because I've got the app on my phone as well. That's how this all started.
Mm.
I've got the Bible app on my phone, and every day it throws up a nice little passage. The good ones.
Okay.
You know, like some of them are good. You know, like Samuel L. Jackson reads out that when he says in Pulp Fiction,
he goes, I just said it
because it sounded like a bad motherfucker thing to say.
Hell hath
no
fury.
As I walk through
like
the valley of the shadow, I fear no evil, for I am the Lord. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but anyway, so long story short, God is real and the earth's flat. That's what I took from it. But it was funny because they go, there was a race of giants. And they didn't discover a dinosaur bone until the Victorian.
Not mentioned a lot, is it?
What?
The old giants.
Yeah, they're scared.
This is in the Bible, it is weird how they do forget some of the things. Because it also says, leave women on their periods well alone.
Yeah, well...
Don't do a lot of talking about that either, do we? Not a huge amount to talk about
tattoos
that.
Tattoos are forbidden.
Yeah, tattoos are forbidden. We don't get a lot of that mentioned.
Well, this what do they call it? Reformation or no, what do they call it? Is it Reformation? This is where some people would argue some of the other Judo-Christian whatever faiths need to sort of like loosen some of their laws a bit to come up with modern times. Like,
I find it bizarre that you would have this book of rules that hasn't been adjusted for 2,000 years and then say, yeah, we can just decide to adjust them.
Yeah, like when they allowed women priests and stuff.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. It's like, it says you can't. It means, like, that was my bit that I never actually worked this bit out, but you know, my circumcision bit.
I
was toying with the idea of the hypocrisy that it's done under religious grounds. So if you believe in God, you circumcise your son. But it says in that book, he did make man in his own image, so you're basically dissing his design and going, oh, that get that bit off, I don't like that. It's like, God's got a foreskin, right?
Yeah,
so why would it just there is a sort of hypocrisy in that, or not hypocrisy, like a dichotomy, that
You think there's hypocrisy in the Bible? I think
no. In people following it and saying, I'm gonna circumcise a human. I'm gonna modify a human's body for religious reasons, where it clearly says in the book, like, tattoos are forbidden. Man was made in God's own image. Look, he's designed that. He's put that on there, and you're fucking dissing it and saying that's no good. But only a religious person would do it for that reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, a medical thing. Sometimes you can't get the hood back. And I've heard of that. Like a bloke. Who was I talking to? Someone had just got circumcised when they were like 28.
Oof. Yeah, really?
Fuck. Yeah.
Why? What, couldn't get it back then?
Or so, got infected, I don't know. They
I'd make it work.
Do you know, like I said, because I just would never, at the time, I was a staunch atheist. So when I met my ex-wife and she told me she was Jewish, it literally didn't register at all. Because I was like, oh, I don't believe in any of that. So you're not Jewish, you just think you are. It's like bullshit. And I was talking that her family history, one of her granddad converted and he had to get circumcised. I was like, what, bollocks, fuck off. Like, different you do it when you're a baby. But like, if I was like 40 and wanted to do it properly and I converted to... People don't think about that, do they?
What, so if you
convert to Judaism, they like to get married a Jewish girl, like do it all properly if you wanted to, you would have to get circumcised to make it official.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking mad?
I think so. You can say that again.
What, you do think it's mad?
Yeah, I do think it's mad. I said you could say that again.
Oh, that's fucking mad, isn't it? But, like, I don't like them cutting around of the cock and balls at all. The vasectomy, I'm not down with that. Not down with that. Not down with the circumcision, the anything, like, generally speaking...
Cutting anything off.
Cutting bits off or tubes being tied or cut. Nope. No. Leave that all. I don't know. I've also...
I saw a thing that was a surgery-less... what's it called when you have your tubes tied? What is that called?
Vasectomy.
Yeah, so there's like a blade-less vasectomy or something, which I really don't understand.
Well, what's that, chemical castration, then?
No, I think there might be some sort of pinching going. I don't know. I didn't look into. I just saw that it was a thing.
Do you believe in corporal punishment? Do you believe in capital punishment, like the death penalty?
No, I don't know.
So, where do you stand on the chemical castration? You've heard of that, right?
Yeah. So, but that's what they did to old Bletchley guy, wasn't it?
Don't I?
You know, Bletchley guy. What was his name?
Adam Turing.
Turing, yeah. So he was homosexual, which was illegal. So they said, all right, you'll have to be chemically castrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's naughty. What, homosexual?
Very naughty. No, I know that for the homosexuality. But again, that's another thing that is reformed from the Bible. Because it does say in the Bible, man shall not lay with man. But especially under a tank. But what about a nonce?
There's low... Yeah, don't lie under... I mean, don't lie under a tank anyway.
No, you shouldn't sleep... You know you're not supposed to lie under a tank. Do you know that?
I would have said that.
Well, they sink and you get crushed to death. A lot of soldiers like would sleep under there, you know.
Oh.
But you'd be on soft ground and they slowly... So many tanks just slowly sank enough to trap you and crush you. Imagine that's an old way to go, isn't it? There must be that moment you wake up. You've got this slight pressure on
second.
You now can't
move. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thought. You'll like that one. And you're stuck under a tank. You and your buddy. You just had bum sex. And now you're too tight, snug for you to crawl out, and you just got to wait for it to crush you to death. I bet that would be not a very nice way to go. Because I guess there's one
help,
point where
you
just pop like a grape, or you think you'd be dead before then.
Oh.
What?
I think you'd suffocate, wouldn't you, before you pop like a grape?
Yeah, but you would eventually pop like a grape, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd eventually pop like a grape. I think you'd already be dead.
Don't sleep under tanks. First
Don't sleep
thing
under
they
tanks.
Taught me.
That's what, if you take one thing from the Pranks and Firth show,
yeah,
can it please be
done? Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, drink your milk, and don't sleep under tanks. And if he says, let's just come under for a quick bunk up, don't, because you've literally got caught with your pants down from this drone.
You can't have sex under a tank. I don't think I'd be up for it anyway.
What, have 600
tanks? How much room is there under a tank?
It was more of an armoured vehicle, if I'm honest. Was technically a tank. I was thinking the other day about tanks. Really, it's not a tank, is it? You're just driving around in a cannon, aren't you? It's like they had cannons. Like, you know, you support, the Arsenal cannon. Football cannons, don't you? And you know their logo is a cannon with a wheel.
Oh, yeah.
So one day someone was like, let's put an engine in this. And then they're like, what are you doing today? I'm just going to take my cannon for a drive. So you just drive it. It's an actual cannon rather than a... I used to think of a tank as a vehicle with a gun on it.
No, it's a gun with a vehicle
on it. Yeah,
it's
a gun with a vehicle. Yeah. You're driving around in a cannon. It's a movable cannon.
And such a target.
Yeah, but
when I see them, I try not to, but when I see them taken out by, you know, soldiers, I think to myself, well, of course, you're a target.
They seem old-fashioned tanks. Like, when you see a tank, when you see the tank versus the drone, you're like, yeah, that just looks like a really antiquated, old-fashioned device. Yeah. Like, it's a cannon with a fucking motor in it.
Yeah, it's silly.
Hmm.
But there's not, like we were saying, if you could send in, like, moon rover type things, you know, like Mars rovers, but with rocket launcher and a machine gun on it. Mm. If you made 100,000 of them and sent them into the battlefield, all terrain type thing, and then the other people, like, you could storm a city like that. So the only people you can kill, really, are civilians. But if the defence is also that, what's the point of any of it? Like, drones, it really is. What is the point? Imagine, I don't know what the distance... What's the sort of distance you can fly a drone?
I'm assuming that they're flying them out of helicopters. I don't know, because they're always being filmed from above. I guess it's another drone, actually, isn't it? It's a good point. But my ex-brother-in-law came round the other day, and he was telling me that he showed me this footage. He's bought his son this, like, entry-level good drone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like £200, not a £30 one like I got the stepson for Christmas. Like, and it's got film camera on it, 4K. And he goes, if it goes out of range, it just automatically comes to wherever you are. So you can't
fly a hand grenade on it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So these ones just got loads of range on them, maybe. But like he goes, this one, he showed me this footage. It's fucking amazing, really. It's going up over Norwich and it's like, really high up, do you know what I mean? And
A friend of mine did one across the beach in Southend. It looked absolutely phenomenal.
I do sort of get it, but if you had one of them with a grenade on it, that'd be fucking awesome, wouldn't it?
How difficult would it be? Because over the airports, they have blocking.
How long is it until a terrorist gets one? And like that football match, I was thinking, God, that'd be a good place to go in with a grenade drone. If you're a
terrorist. There's nothing stopping a drone at a football match. You get patted down on your way in.
What could you put in it? You could put anything in it, couldn't you? You could put a load of anthrax in it, wherever you get that from. There's a terrorist that you got on the drone.
Load of old, like, off sausages.
If you took two things from this podcast, don't sleep under tanks, and if you're a terrorist, start looking at the drones.
I've got a visitor. Hold on. You all right?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Ewing wang woo!
You're right.
Wing wang woo!
How many more minutes until you?
Two more minutes and I'll get you some medicine. I've put the podcast over your medical. What?
When you're
going to
play this
game? Yeah, I will.
2 more minutes?
Yeah, 2 more minutes.
Until you're
going to
play?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a promise made.
Don't break it.
I won't. She's ill. Poor thing. I had to go to the doctor's today. Her doctor's so much better than mine. It's weird. It's not fair,
I got a text from my doctors that said your designated pharmacy is now closed. You need to pick another one. So I think the Boots in Anglia Square might have gone.
Oh, no. You can't break it to me like that.
I know.
Have a little think before you say stuff like that.
Methadone Central, mate, proper. Like, you go in there and they'd be like...
Yeah, I remember you saying they'd be like...
Oh, my God.
I put a window or something.
Oh, fuck me. So last night, coming back from the kebab shop yesterday afternoon. Like I said, I got back about 3. What's that, mate? 2 number 9s and a side portion of chips. £15. No, 18 quid for it's three of us to eat. It? You think it's expensive?
I'm joking.
Do you know, OMAD had one meal a day. I didn't eat another thing yesterday.
Oh, well done.
It cost me £7. The Nurgis on Magdalene. Fucking get down there, Norwich people. Make a trip to Norwich just for it. Tell them I sent you.
I will. Have they got any vegan stuff?
Yeah, chips. Hummus.
I like hummus.
You don't like hummus?
I love hummus.
Oh, you'd like their hummus. Yeah. Oh, you couldn't even have the yogurt sauce, hummus. Though, could you? Anyway, you'd like the bread. I would order you in there. I'd say, could you do him the... I'm going to order for you because like, you're the lady. I'd say, could you do him the naan bread just stuffed with chips and hummus, a little bit of chilli and a little bit of the... I'm going to say a little bit of the salad, but no red cabbage. Am I right?
Yeah.
I knew you, and I say do that.
Now, have a bit of red cabbage. I'm not anti-red cabbage.
Oh, I thought actually. You didn't like red cabbage.
I'd have it.
Oh, the salad in there's getting better. They've started putting fresh coriander in it. They're refining it. It's getting better. Every time I go, they're like, this is better. Actually. You don't like coriander?
Not really.
What do
not
our American
like
cousins call it?
Coriander.
Cilantro. Cilantro.
I thought you did.
Do you know what they call? Do you know they call rocket arugula? Have I told you that before?
No.
Arugula! Yeah. That's rocket.
Well, yeah, thanks, listener, for being there. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Wednesday, we'll come back and finish those 17 anecdotes we started. And
did we do that today?
I feel very scatterbrained today, so I do apologise.
Yeah, I mean, eye infection's back.
Oh, my God. So I did the gig on Saturday. Bloke in the front row, young lad in sunglasses. I said, there's a bloke there in sunglasses.
I said,
two sorts of people wear sunglasses inside, mate.
Oh, no.
Blind people and arseholes. Which are you? And he went, lifted up. He went, oh, I've got an eye infection.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And I said, yeah, someone spunked in your eye. I didn't
I've
say that.
Infection.
I'm better than that.
I'm pleased that he's got one too.
Have you been plating around with your eyeballs again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've told you.
I'm dressing.
You know,
dressing
I know you like to stimulate the clitoris by blinking your eyelashes on it, but it's not good for you, Ash.
Yeah, I should stop really.
Hmm.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll let you know Wednesday whether I've managed to quit it before I hit it. Is that a thing? Yeah.
Quit it and then hit it. What's the other one?
Yeah.
Bang it and. Hang on. Quit it and hit it. I'm a quit it, hit it guy. Oh, I find them, fuck them and leave. Was that NWA?
I don't know. It's mean though, isn't it? Horrible.
Yeah, not very nice. So. Misogynistic, some people might say.
Very much so.
There's another one. Gun, run and gun. Gun and run. What is it? Running and gunning? Something like that.
That's drive-by shooting.
No, I think it means having sex with a lady and then like moving on to the next one.
Oh, chance to be a bloody fine thing. All right.
A lady? Doth me doth think notteth?
I've got, yes, I'm trapped under a tank.
Bombing and gunning, that was.
They were.
Yeah.
Speak to you on Wednesday, listener. I've got nothing else. Go over to Patreon. Please do, actually.
I'm going to go out there and measure my guard and see what's going on with that front guard. It's definitely got bigger.
Oh, yeah, we need to get back to that because there's clearly something going on here. But I will speak to you about it on Wednesday. I'm sorry you didn't get to do your bit about your garden.
No, it's not a bit. I went out and I was like, it's got bigger. Definitely bigger than it was.
Okay.
See, even out of the house, it shrunk.
Speak to you later.
Bye. Droppeth.